An Ulster County family is continuing its tradition of a holiday light show that attracts visitors from near and far. The Sussin Family Christmas Light Show in Saugerties is a father-son production that has both kids and adults wide-eyed and in a festive mood. I walk through the display on a frigid December night, which did not freeze anyone's spirits.
Take me to your favorite place in this whole display.
If I bring you to the sleigh, this sleigh we bought, it was really old and falling apart. Me and my dad brought it home, so we took it apart and just basically rebuilt it, and now it's the Santa's sleigh that everyone gets to take pictures in.
And that's your favorite?
Yes.
Your favorite?
It was a project me and my dad both worked on, so that's why it's my favorite. We've been doing the display for 6 years now. This is our sixth year. It started out very small, and just every year it's grown. We buy more and more on sale and whatever, and it's just grown into this.
That's Zachary Sussin standing in front of the sleigh, where Santa is a big draw.
My favorite part is the reaction that the kids have when they come and see, and just the way their faces just like literally light up. It's just unbelievable.
It's so awesome!
That's 8-year-old Katie Ostrander, who is keeping warm with her blinking holiday earmuffs.
I wanted a seat pet, and I forgot what else, and also LOL dolls.
Benjamin Fenton, a.k.a. Santa, hails from the North Pole village of Fleischmann's in Delaware County. It's his third year in the sleigh.
You know, the iPhone X seems to be very popular, the LOL dolls. But my favorite request so far, a little girl asked for a doll set complete with all the doctor equipment so that she could play doctor with her doll. That's my favorite one I've heard so far.
World peace? No?
No world peace.
The light show is jammed onto the Sussins' 3/4 acre on Patch Road. Sussin says he and his dad, Troy, started setting up the display in July. To grow the display, Sussin shops during after Christmas sales and throughout the year.
I mean, a lot of our pieces we buy and, like, we know, we redo them. Like, I'll buy stuff from yard sales and everything. It's like the sled tree. You know, I went and bought every sled separate, and we were thinking what we could do with them, and we turn it into a tree, which everyone loves to see. So, but I mean, yeah, other than that, like, I mean, we buy stuff at yard sales. It's falling apart. Like, this fireplace over here was just, you know, an indoor fireplace someone was selling at a yard sale. Took it home, painted it, and just turned it into a brand new piece for our display.
Sussin says with LED fixtures, the lights cost about $11 a day to run.
This year we have about 300,000 lights, which is up from last year. Last year we had 215,000, so we grew a lot this year.
Sussin hopes to keep the light show going for years and years. And why do this?
Just like I said, you know, Christmas lights make me happy. They make a lot of people happy. I've never seen someone come here and have, you know, a frown on their face. They're always here smiling. Like, the lights just brighten up. They brighten it up, so...
There's another reason.
Yeah, me and my dad, you know, at first, before the display started, we didn't really get along. You know, we would argue, whatever. Because he's the hunter. I don't like to hunt. My other brother does, not me, not so much. So when we started putting up the lights, it gave something for me and him to do together. And we bonded over the years, and now every year we work on it together. We may argue every now and then, but, you know, all in all, when it's all put together, we get along, so...
His mother, two sisters, and brother stay out of the lights.
You know, they sit inside while the display is running, thinking we're crazy, and, you know, all these people walk through their yard, but we love doing it, so. I mean, they can't wait till it's over, but they also know that once it's over, we're going to be talking about it all year long anyway for the setup next year, so they just deal with it.
Madeline Korth from Ulster Park sat with Santa and took a stroll through the winding display of more than 100 inflatables.
I just think it's amazing. It really is. They do a beautiful job.
Kelly Tyler from Hurley visited with her husband and 11-year-old daughter. She, too, calls the display amazing and says it makes her feel like a kid.
You know, it just, like, it wakes up that old feeling of Christmas spirit, definitely.
It's free to walk through the display. There are boxes for donations, though, for the Salvation Army Toy Drive and Christmas Wishes Ulster County. The Sussin Family Christmas Light Show on Patch Road in Saugerties runs through January 1st. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Saugerties.